AP correspondent Rita Foley on what's causing the red faces.
As millions of Americans prepared to ring in the new year, the U.S. Strategic Command, responsible for America's nuclear weapons arsenal, tweeted that if need be, it's ready to drop something much, much bigger than the traditional crystal ball in New York's Times Square. A video posted with the tweet showed B-2 bombers dropping two 30,000-pound conventional weapons at a test range. The tweet was quickly replaced with an apology, saying the original message was in poor taste and does not reflect our values. Rita Foley, Washington.
Democrats take over control of the House of Representatives on Thursday with a promise to produce a funding bill that could end the partial government shutdown. But the legislation will not include any money for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Here's AP's Tim McGuire.
In an interview on Fox News Channel, President Trump says he wants to negotiate with congressional Democrats about ending the partial government shutdown.
I'm in Washington. I'm ready, willing, and able.
Trump adds that any such compromise would have to include billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico.
We are not giving up. We have to have border security, and the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
House Democrats say when they take control on Thursday, they will introduce a package of bills designed to reopen the federal government without approving funding for Trump's wall. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump tweeted out a message today wishing everyone a happy new year. In his words, even the haters and the fake news media. He predicted that 2019 would be a fantastic year for those not suffering from what he called Trump derangement syndrome. This is VOA News. The Russian Federal Security Service says it's arrested a 48-year-old American from Michigan. The Russians say Paul Whelan was detained for spying. David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding and that his family is deeply concerned for his safety. In a Twitter message, David Whelan also said his brother's innocence is undoubted and he trusts his rights will be respected. British Prime Minister Theresa May used her New Year's speech to push for her Brexit deal with the European Union. She put it in terms of milestones.
When each of us looks back on 2019, it will be the personal milestones that stand out. Starting a new school, college, or apprenticeship. Getting a job. Starting a business. Earning a pay rise. Buying a house, getting married, or starting a family. These are the things that matter most. And by agreeing a good Brexit deal, we can focus our energies on those things.
The next parliamentary vote on the Brexit package with the European Union is the third week of January. The Prime Minister faces steep opposition to the agreement. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's beginning the new year with hopes of more nuclear talks with President Trump.